So the theme of the conference is parenting in every season. And we're going to get there, but before we do, focus our time and attention on what it looks like to faithfully parent children in different seasons of their development, I want to take some time to think more big picture about the task of parenting and the hope of encouraging you as parents. And to do that, I want to consider some things that transcend every season of parenting. And those are some challenges and blessings of being a Christian parent. And so my plan, so that you know where we're headed, is to start with the challenges and then to think about the blessings. So before we jump in, let me pray one more time. Father, thank you again for this opportunity. I pray that you would give me wisdom as I speak. We pray that your Spirit would lead us into the truth of your word, and we pray that you would use this time to grow us in Christ-likeness and to grow us as parents. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I think every parent, every Christian parent especially, can relate with the words of the 17th century poet John Wilmot. Wilmot famously said, "Before I got married, I had 6 theories about bringing up children. Now I have 6 children, and I have no theories." Right? Parenting is hard, and I trust many in this room feel that acutely. Right? Some of you are here tonight feeling weary. You're feeling exhausted by the task, discouraged, disheartened. And if that's you, I just want to encourage you this evening that as much as you may feel like you're the only parent who struggles with parenting well, you're not alone. Right? Parenting is difficult. It's hard. It's hard for all of us. It's hard for me. It's hard for the other brothers speaking at this conference. It's a gift. It's a joy. We don't want to lose sight of that. But at the same time, it's not easy. And so I want us to think for just a few moments about why that is, in the hope of helping us to both understand and maybe even to see some ways that parenting is really challenging, maybe even in ways that we don't normally think about. So what are some of the things that make Christian parenting hard? The first thing I would say that makes Christian parenting hard is God's high standard and lack of specificity. God's high standard and lack of specificity when it comes to parenting. Right, parenting is a high calling. When God gives a child to a couple, whether that's biologically or through adoption, he gives them an amazing gift. And with that gift, he gives them a weighty responsibility. When they hold that child in their arms for the first time, they're holding an image bearer, someone who has been fearfully and wonderfully made by God. They're holding in their arms a worshiper, right, who's either going to give his allegiance to the Lord or to some substitute God. They're holding an eternal soul who is either going to spend forever experiencing the glories of God in heaven forever or experiencing the horrors of hell forever. When God gives children or a child to a couple, he gives them an incredible stewardship, and he expects them to exercise that stewardship in a very particular way. So if you've got a Bible, turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6. This is a familiar passage, I think, to many, but I don't think we always feel the weight of it maybe the way that we should. So Deuteronomy 6, Moses is preparing a new generation to enter the promised land. And this is what he says, starting in verse 4. He says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." You see there in verse 7, the task of parenting, right? God calls us to diligently teach his commands to our children and to do that in all places, at all times, all day, every day, 24/7, 365, right? That's a parent's job description. teach God's word to your children, talk about God's word with your children all the time. Right? That's what we're called to do. And the task doesn't get any easier when you consider God's instructions in the New Testament. So flip over from Deuteronomy 6 to Ephesians 6. There's one verse here I want us to look at, but what it contains, I think, is both important and staggering. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul first addresses children. He tells them to obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then he turns to fathers, and I think by implication, mothers as well, and says this. He says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." In the discipline and instruction of the Lord. I don't know if you've ever spent much time thinking about that phrase, but if you dwell on it, you quickly come to realize that one of the things that that phrase communicates to us is the fact that the standard for our parenting is actually God Himself. We're to parent our children in the same way that our Heavenly Father parents us. Right? That's the bar for Christian parenting. And given that standard, you would think that God would give us a wealth of instruction with specific details on exactly how we're supposed to go about this task. But He doesn't. Right? God doesn't give us a parenting how-to manual with step-by-step instructions. And so all of us, I think, can resonate with Samson's father, Manoah. Right? Manoah found out from his wife that an angel had visited her and told her that she was going to bear a son and gave her some instructions about who he was to be, who he was to become. Manoah hears this, and Manoah falls on his face, and here's what he says. "O Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent to my wife come again to us and teach us what we're to do with the child who will be born." Right? And that's Manoah's response. Oh my goodness, what a stewardship. What am I supposed to do? God, please send this guy back to tell me what I'm supposed to do. I need instructions. I need help. Right, so we're in the same place as Manoah. We see that we've got this incredibly high standard. There's a relatively little specific instruction given to us in the Bible, and that makes Christian parenting challenging. Right, but that's just one thing. Right, there's lots of other things. So let's consider another thing that makes Christian parenting challenging. Right, and that's our own imperfections. Right, we're sinful human beings, and therefore, by default, we are imperfect parents. Right, as long as sin remains in our hearts, we aren't always going to do the right thing when it comes to parenting our children. Our sinful hearts tempt us to do things like manipulate our kids into obedience with threats or with rewards, to seek to motivate them with fear, right, raising our voice in anger to get the desired result that we want. Our sin leads us to selfishly abdicate our responsibility to discipline. Moms with kids, how many times have you ignored blatant disobedience because you wanted to finish a conversation? Right, dads, how many times have you waited for your wife to deal with your children rather than addressing them yourself? Sometimes our sin is the reason for conflict with our kids. Sometimes it's the reason for conflict and miscommunication with our spouse about how we should parent. Right, and that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the way that our sin affects our parenting. But it's not just our sin, right? Because we're creatures, because we're finite, imperfect human beings, we also have blind spots. Right? We have parenting problems that we can't even see. Add to that the fact that some of us had non-Christian parents who just weren't very good models, so we've never experienced Christian parenting, this kind of parenting that we're called to do. And even for those of us who did, right, our Christian parents were imperfect models. They did things that they shouldn't have done as parents, and they didn't do things that they should have done, which, by the way, we're going to do too, right? So let's be really slow to cast stones at our parents for the way that they parented us, right? They parented with the light that they had. Christian parenting is challenging because of our own imperfections, but it's not just we who make Christian parenting challenging, right? Our children also do, right? So another challenge when it comes to Christian parenting is our children's defiance, development, and differences. Defiance, development, differences. So our children, like us, are born sinners, right? And if you struggle to believe that, just wait a little while, right? You'll find out very quickly that your child is a sinner. Because of that, despite our best efforts to parent them, they don't often respond to our parenting in the way that we would like. They're hard-hearted, just like us. They could be stubborn, hard-headed. They have sinful hearts, and that means that no matter how much we'd like, they will not do exactly what we want them to do. They will not respond exactly the way that we want them to. They need new hearts, and we can't give them to them. And so our children's sin is a problem. And because we're their parents, our children's sinful nature comes out in relation to us more than it comes out in relation to anyone else, right? As much as my kids' siblings would argue that fact, I think it's true. I mean, have you ever had this thought in your head that your kids seem to act better for other people than they do for you? Right? We all have, and that's because they do, right? Jamie and I, on occasion, have been hit or kicked by a child. They were little when this happened, mind you, not my teenager. Given the cold shoulder by our children, told that we're picking on them, that we're unfair. And while on occasion our sin has provoked those responses, most of the time those responses were unprovoked. Right? And by the way, they've never once said thank you for us disciplining them, right? That just doesn't happen, right? Don't get thanked for that. Our kids are sinners, and that means that they're going to defy our authority. Our kids are also constantly developing, right? And that means that our parenting always has to be developing. There are seasons in parenting, right? That's part of the reason we're here. We can't parent a 10-year-old the way we parented them when they were two. It just doesn't work. The destination that we're aiming at as parents doesn't change. We're aiming for the same thing all the time, but the GPS seems to keep rerouting us as our kids grow, right? And sometimes we struggle to keep up with the turns. And when you add to that the differences in our kids, if you have multiple kids, you can feel like you're trying to drive two of these cars with always changing GPSs at the same time, right? I mean, it's just impossible. It feels impossible. And so our kids' differences, our kids' development, right? It makes it hard. You can't parent two kids the same way, and you can't parent the same kid the same way all the time. That's the reality of living with children who are developing, children who are different. You know, we have very, very different children. In our home, we have one child who is a perfectionist, who crumbles under correction often. We have another child who is going to be a lawyer, right? Because this child always has a defense ready. Whenever any correction comes, there's a defense, and there's rarely ever any owning up to wrongdoing, right? And we have to parent them differently. Like they're different, which means that we're going to be a little bit gentler with one and a little more stern with the other at times, because we need to parent them with the personalities that they have, right? So you just pile all those things up: differences, development, defiance. All that combines to make Christian parenting challenging, right? And the challenges are piling up here already, and there's still one more that I think we need to talk about. And that's what I would describe as the world's winsome advice and watchful eye. The world's winsome advice and watchful eye. All right, so the Bible tells us that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. That's 1 John 5:9. And we can rest assured that Satan hates Christian parenting. Right? He doesn't want to see us parent our children in the way that God would have us parent them. He wants us to parent them in such a way that they're going to be increasingly susceptible to his lies and temptations as they get older. And so he works in and through the world to distract us from God's purposes for parenting, to discourage us from parenting in the ways that God commands, and even to sow seeds of doubts in our heart about the goodness and wisdom of God's instructions to us as parents. So through the pressures of the world, Satan distracts us from God's purpose for our children. Right? He tempts us to focus all of our effort and energy on the wrong things. He pushes us to spend more time worrying about our kids' schooling, their sports, their future career success, than we do their souls. He pushes us to make our homes kid-centric, all about our kids rather than God-centric, right? And so he distracts us. Through the pressures of the world, he also seeks to discourage us from parenting in the ways that God commands, right? The watchful eyes of people in the grocery store. What will they think if I correct my child the way that I know I should? The wagging head of the neighbor across the street. Do you think she'd call CPS on me? The fear of not being as fun as other parents, right? All those things tempt us to do what the world does, what Satan would love for us to do, rather than what God would have us do as parents. Through the pressures of the world, Satan also sows seeds of doubt in our mind about the goodness and the wisdom of God's instructions to parents. Did God really say that you're to be your child's authority? Won't that keep you from ever having a real relationship with them? Wouldn't it be better to do everything you can to be their friend? Did God really say, whoever spares the rod hates his son? The rod? Really? Isn't that barbaric? Isn't that abusive? He couldn't have possibly wanted you to do anything that might be painful to your child. Right? Doubt, discouragement, distraction. All those things are the wiles of the God of this age. He constantly whispers in our ear, the world is watching. Surely the world's advice is better. He knows what tempts us to choose a different way than God's way. And that makes Christian parenting challenging. You add all those things together and you start to see very quickly that Christian parenting is hard. God's standard is high. We're sinners. Our kids are sinners too. They're all different. They're all constantly growing and changing. And we have a real enemy who's opposed to everything that God calls us to do and actively working through the world to tempt us to parent his way rather than God's way. Right? Christian parenting is hard. And let's just be honest. I think most of us have at some point been surprised that it's not as easy as we thought it was going to be. Right? And we all have moments where we wish it was easier, right? Lots of them probably. Often in our parenting too, like all of those challenges come together at one time, right? And it can make your head spin as a parent. So let me just give you an example from our lives of something that we've been wrestling with as parents. So our kids, two older kids, have come to us and asked to participate in group chats with their classmates on the phone. So God's high standard and lack of specifics. There is no place in the Bible to turn that's going to give me direct instruction that says, thou shalt not group chat. Right? It's not there, right? I know the temptation of my heart is to just simply say no and just not deal with it. Right? I just don't want to deal with this. My sinful heart doesn't want to mess with it. So I can just say no and be done. I don't have to think about it. Right? I got two kids asking. And they're two very different kids, and it's possible they could get two different answers, right? And so I've got to deal with each kid differently in relation to this. And then my children have their moments where they decide to be Satan's mouthpiece. All my friends' parents let them do it, Dad. Right? And so all of those things converge all at the same time, and I've got to make a decision. And that makes parenting really hard. And Jamie and I are still wrestling through what are we going to do in relation to these things, right? And as your kids get older, it feels like there are just more and more questions like this where you're just looking and going, oh my goodness, this is hard. I don't exactly know what the right answer is, right? So it's hard. Parenting is hard. It's challenging. Those four things, they make it very, very difficult. But, and this is an important but, in the face of all those challenges, as parents, we have to remember that God in his kindness has given us both joys in Christian parenting, but also a number of just incredible blessings to help us as we parent. right? And these blessings are more than enough to overcome the challenges that we face, right? So what are those blessings? Well, the first, and I think the most important, is the blessing of God's mercy and grace. And Christian parents have the blessing of starting from a place of forgiveness, mercy, of grace. Right? God's standard for us is super high, but his mercy and grace in Christ are super abundant. We're all going to fall short every single day as parents, and yet, because of God's mercy and grace in the gospel, we have the blessing of being able to run to the cross every single day for forgiveness, for mercy, for grace, for help, and for hope. The gospel is what enables us to keep going as parents, to keep aiming for God's standard even though we fall short. Right? Without Christ, faithful Christian parenting is impossible. But with Christ, the Christian parent can wake up every single morning with the promise of new mercies and the confidence that they'll find grace in the face of every challenge that comes their way as a parent. So just a couple of encouragements here in light of this blessing. The first is simply to remind you to run to the cross in the face of your failures as a parent, and to labor to point your spouse to the cross when they feel the weight of their sin, their imperfections and inadequacies as a parent. Husbands, I especially want to encourage you here. Your wife, because of the amount of time that she gives to parenting your children each day, is likely going to see and feel the weight of her sin and imperfections as a mother far more than you see and feel yours as a father. And that means you need to go out of your way to encourage her and to point her to the cross. Second encouragement, don't forget that your kids need the cross just as much as you do. You're never going to be a perfect parent, and your kids are never going to be perfect either. I think we can forget this sometimes and be really gracious toward ourselves when we sin, but really graceless toward our children when they sin. As parents, we need to always keep our need and our children's need for the cross in view. Right? And as we do that, the mercy and grace of God and the gospel is going to fill our hearts, and it's going to overflow into our children's lives. The mercy and grace of God, that's the first blessing that we have as Christian parents. The second blessing that we have as Christian parents is the blessing of God's wisdom. When I speak of the blessing of God's wisdom, your mind is probably drawn to the idea that God gives us wisdom. We'll get there in a second, but before we do, I want us to think about the blessing of God's wisdom in another sense. I want us to think about it like this. As Christian parents who understand the reality that God is perfectly wise, we have the blessing of knowing that God in his perfect wisdom has given us our children, and in his perfect wisdom has given our children to us to parent. Right? And that means that while you may not be a perfect parent, you are the perfect parent for your children. And on the flip side, your children, while they are not perfect, are the perfect children for you. God has given them to you for their good and for your good. He's using them to sanctify you and to make you more like Christ in every single way. Have you ever thought, man, my kid is just like me? I have one specific child who is me made over. And that's with all the good and with all the bad. And there's a lot of bad. And the most challenging thing for me with him is just seeing my own sin in him, right? He's the most challenging kid to parent, but he's also the most sanctifying kid to parent, because when I see his sin, I see my own. And in seeing my own frustrations with his sin, I get to be reminded of God's patience with me in my sin, right? Because I can see his sin with crystal clarity, I'm able to better see my need for Christ and to show him his need for Christ. And that's one of the blessings of God's wisdom. Right, the second way that we experience the blessing of God's wisdom is what you would think, right? It's through the gifts of God's Spirit and his Word. While God hasn't given us specifics for how to parent, he has given us everything we need for life and godliness, 2 Peter 1:3. And that means that he's given us everything we need to navigate all the challenges of parenting. Left to our own devices, you and I would be totally lost and without hope when it comes to parenting in the way that God calls us to. We'd be completely in the dark. But God in his kindness shines light on our paths, right? How? By giving us the Spirit and the Word to lead us as we parent. You know, I quoted from Samson's father, Manoah, a few moments ago, but I didn't tell you the whole story. So Manoah cries out to the Lord for help to know how to raise this child. He asks God to send this man back to him. And God, in his kindness, answered Manoah's prayer. He sent the angel back to Manoah to give him further instruction. And friends, in the gift of the Spirit and the Word, God has given us far more than he gave Manoah. Right? He's given us something better than specific instructions. He's given us the gift of his wisdom that comes through the Spirit-led study of his Word. And so just a word of encouragement here. If you want to be a better parent, do everything you can to tap into this blessing. Labor by God's grace to know God's Word. If you want to grow as a parent, don't simply run to a parenting book. Run to the Bible. Right? Run to Scripture. Dive especially deep into Proverbs, right? A book of wisdom written by a father for his son. But don't neglect the rest of Scripture. I mean, I could go through every single book of the Bible and give you examples of the parenting wisdom found in those books. There are negative examples of how not to parent. There's positive examples of how to parent. There's applicable biblical principles, words of instruction related to a whole host of issues, insight into how our children's unique struggles provide us with unique opportunities to point them to Christ. And so dig deep into God's Word and pray that His Spirit would lead and guide you so that you might grow as a parent. And so as Christian parents, we have the blessing of both knowing and growing in God's wisdom, the blessing of His grace. But wait, there's more. Right, as Christian parents, we also have the blessing of God's people. Right, God doesn't call us to face the challenges of parenting alone. He gives us the church. He gives us men and women filled with His Spirit to help us as we seek to faithfully raise our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Maybe you didn't have Christian parents to learn from. Well, in the church, Christ tells us that we've been given fathers and mothers to learn from. Mark 10:30. And we have the opportunity to see and to learn from their example. So for me, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I have a Christian mother, but a father who would profess to be a Christian, but I don't think he is. And I didn't experience life in a Christian home. I didn't experience Christian parenting. Yet by God's grace, I've learned how to parent by watching other Christians, by watching Aaron and Dina. Other members of our church in Louisville, like Brad and Aaron Wheeler, Mark and Megan Collins, who gladly opened up their homes to us, let us watch them parent, and let us ask them a whole host of questions about what they did, why they did it. All right? And we still, Jamie and I, are seeking to watch and to learn from other godly parents. So let me encourage you here, like if there are parents you respect in the church, and I trust there are, don't be afraid to ask if you can come over and watch them parent. Watch their family devotions, ask them questions. Right? And also, keep doing what you're doing now, right? Come and take advantage of opportunities to learn from other Christian parents in a context like this. We all need models, and by God's grace, we have them in the church. And just another word of advice here, let me just encourage you as a parent to be humble and teachable enough to open yourself up to the feedback and counsel of parents that you respect. Right, be willing to ask for their input and for their help. I recently heard about a young couple here at Mount Vernon who were struggling in a particular area of parenting. And they decided to ask a mom that they respected to come over to their house to watch them parent and to offer them feedback about their parenting. And she offered a host of feedback. And it was incredibly helpful to them. And the issues that they were having with their child have essentially been taken care of because of listening to the counsel of another mom and letting her in to their life and being humble enough to say, okay, let's try this, let's do this. And so I just want to encourage you to be willing to do that, not to think, oh, we've just got to figure this out on our own. Ask other people, ask them to watch, ask them in. God has given us the church. What a wonderful gift, what a wonderful blessing. I don't know where Jamie and I would be if her sister at one point hadn't simply said to us at the end of a visit, "Hey, can I talk to you about something I saw while I was here?" And she pointed out a way that we were not doing a great job of parenting our children. And oh my goodness, what a blessing. And so we want to be people who are open to that kind of feedback, that don't recoil at the thought of someone telling us that we're not doing what we ought to be as parents. It's a huge, huge blessing. The church is a huge, huge blessing. And finally, there's one more blessing that we have that I want us to consider, and that's the blessing of God's ear. So we have God's grace and mercy. We have God's wisdom. We have God's people. We have God's ear. I am convinced that one of the reasons that the standard for Christian parenting is so high, and one of the reasons that the Bible has so few specific instructions for parents, is because God wants us to be utterly dependent upon Him in our parenting. He wants us to cry out to Him when we're at a loss for what to do, for what to say. He wants us to cry out to Him when we're at our wit's end with our kid. He wants us to cry out to Him when we completely blow it with our kids. Right? He wants us to be utterly dependent upon Him. And at the end of the day, if you think about what we're aiming for as parents, we have to be, don't we? Right? What's the greatest desire of your heart for your child or for your children? Right? It's that they would come to know the Lord. And there's nothing that you can do to make that happen. Nothing that you can do to make that happen. Only God can change our children's hearts. Only He can sanctify them. And that reality ought to lead us to fall on our knees every single day and beg Him to do what only He can do in our children's hearts. As we do that, as we cry out to God for help, for wisdom, for forgiveness, for the fruit of the Spirit to be manifested in our parenting, for the souls of our children, we have the wonderful promise that God hears and He answers our prayers. And we have God's ear, the ear of our infinitely powerful, infinitely wise, infinitely loving, heavenly Father. And the Bible tells us that He delights to give good gifts to His children. So let me just encourage you here to build a habit of turning to the Lord first when you're faced with the challenges of parenting. Ask for His grace, ask for His mercy, ask for His help first, but don't stop there. And after you go to Him in prayer, look to these other blessings that He's already provided you. Turn to the Scriptures, reach out to a seasoned parent, take advantage of all the blessings that God gives. He's given us incredible blessings as parents. So I could say so much more, but I'm gonna stop and end with this. Christian parenting is a joy. It is. But it's also hard. It's filled with challenges, and those challenges are not going to go away. Right? But in the face of those challenges, God is with us. He gives us incredible blessings. He gives us His mercy. He gives us His grace. He gives us His wisdom. He gives us His people. He gives us His ear. He gives us everything that we need to parent in a way that brings Him glory. Right? You and I, we are never, ever, 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 ever going to be perfect parents. We're not. But we have a perfect Heavenly Father, and we can trust that His grace is sufficient and that His power is made perfect in our weakness. With that, let me pray. Father, we confess that we are utterly dependent upon You as parents. There is nothing that we can do to change our children's hearts. We need Your wisdom. We need Your grace. We need You to work in ways that only You can in our lives and in the lives of our kids. And so we just confess, parenting is hard. It's difficult. And yet we trust that Your grace is sufficient. And so we pray for more of it. And we pray that You would help us, even in the face of all these challenges, take advantage of and tap into all these incredible blessings more and more. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.